Recreation forms part of a child's development physically, psychologically, and emotionally. Recreation centers such as parks, playgrounds, and town halls, among others, are established in communities as avenues to engage the child's leisure time. In Ghana, there are several playgrounds for children and for other social activities, but such places are often not properly maintained. One such facility is the Ifwa Sutherlands Children's Park. Jonathan Thompson visited the park and finds out government's plans for the facility.
A visit to the Ifwa Sutherland Park revealed that the place is in need of renovation and restructuring in terms of infrastructure and personnel. The grounds, commonly referred to as Children's Park, some years ago was a neatly mowed grounds for fun activities such as picnics, concerts and fairs for children. Currently, the place is used for social activities which are mostly not child-related. Maintenance of the place is another challenge as many of the playing equipment such as the train and slides, among others, are rusted and not functioning. Personnel employed to keep the place tidy and functional are inadequate. The officer in charge of the park, David Ampedu, laments the state of the park.
You know, there are only four people working here, four groundsmen working here. And then if you see the kind of work, and then if you see the park, they started working since morning. You see parts of it is cleared. Most of the logistics that they need to even work are not there. So talking about the train, for instance, there's no more working at the moment. I would say that the train has been there for quite a long some time now, and can say that for the past 3 or 4 years, it has not been working. We are considering bringing something more child-friendly. That's why you see the train still sitting there. And about 4 or 5 years back, chopped off a child's leg, and then they had to take the government to court. If you go to the other side, where we had play equipment, like the seesaw and all that, that place too is in a very dilapidated state. In the sense that with time, those equipments they bought for the park was not the tropical type, whereby you can say that it's exposed to the rain and then, you know, external atmosphere, and could not, it could be safe. It's not tropical, it's just normal metal. And because it's exposed to the rain and everything, you could see that within a matter of a time, it was being repaired time, day in, day out. But you could see that within, when it's raining season and then starts raining, within a short time, it could rust.
Despite these challenges, government is taking steps to renovate the park and other children's.
Our UT Bank to support us to reconstruct in terms of new recreational equipment for children, and then also a refurbishing. It involves quite a lot in terms of resources. So it's a chicken and egg thing. So what we do is that the park, because of its strategic location, is used for certain activities. And then the income we get from that, we use to refurbish, we use to keep it in a good shape. From next year, we'll start a program of getting children to actually come and play. Dansuman is also up. We're looking for investors to develop Dansuman. Then we'll proceed. Tamale is also one that we're looking at for a private partnership. We've had meetings and we're doing something about it under our Department of Children.